Hi, Gail here. I wanted to record something about meditation. So here it is in a nutshell. I've been using meditation techniques for nearly 20 years now, and this goes some way, hopefully, to explain meditation and its benefits. I'm currently sat in my office in the daylight. Not cross-legged in a darkened room, burning incense, chanting, not that there's anything wrong with that. But meditation is a very simple technique just used for resting the mind, and there's no right or wrong way to meditate. Each experience will be different on different days for different people. And if you're worrying about doing it right, then it just becomes counterproductive. If I was to sum up what meditation means to me personally, it's purely accessing a stillness that I know is inside of me, in all of us. I'm very partial to unwanted thoughts and very good at overthinking, so meditation frees up the mind. You can do it just by listening to sounds or focusing on your own breathing. And after a short time, you get to a point where you're able to notice the thoughts you have, but you just don't build on them. Meditation helps me find the calmness within, regardless of what's going on around me on a day-to-day basis. And just a 10-minute meditation for me is normally enough to recharge my energy. I always tell people that meditation isn't about trying to block or reject thought. It's more about being just aware of them as they arise, perhaps the patterning of them, and then just letting them go without the need to expand them. So, what are the benefits of meditation? It can be done anywhere and any time. Sat in a traffic jam, a quiet space at home with a cup of tea, whilst walking in between jobs or into town, in the bath. So you get the picture. Meditation develops concentration and focus, positivity, sense of clarity, calmness, and the ability to see the true nature of things. During meditation, the body feels good because it produces what they call feel-good chemicals, which are endorphins and serotonin, which are essential for our well-being. Endorphins are our natural painkillers and also boost the immune system. Meditation also reduces levels of stress and anxiety because it triggers the parasympathetic nervous system, which induces a feeling of relaxation. It lowers the blood pressure, increases blood flow to the brain, and is a good way to get a good night's sleep. So, what's the best way to start meditating? So, meditation improves with practice. So, I suggest starting with a couple of minutes a day and just building up gradually. Set a timer for maybe a minute and look at something interesting. It could be a picture or a plant. Just look at something until the timer goes off. If you have any thoughts outside the thing you're looking at, just notice you've had them, don't build on them, and just return to concentrating on the thing you're looking at. And then I'd gradually increase the time daily, so you're training your brain to have periods of the day without thought as such, or without building on thought. So, in a nutshell, that is meditation. You rest your mind, or your thinking mind, and give yourself some space. In fact, you already took 4 minutes out of your day to listen to this. So, effectively, you've done a meditation today. You can find some of my recorded meditations on my website and information about my upcoming book, which includes meditation as a technique to help with anxiety, panic, fatigue, and depression. And my website is gaildonnan.com. Thanks for listening.